This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts' Jordan Leyland. Jordan, first things first, where were you when you discovered that you were drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays?
I was at home with my family. We were watching the computer screen. You know, I was told I was going to be picked like a couple rounds before by them, but you know, you just never know, because you never know what happens on draft day, I guess. And I got a text from them that morning, one of the scouts, saying, would you sign if you were picked here? And I said, absolutely. And when my name was called, it was tears of joy going on with my family, and they were really excited. And so,
out of high school, prior to that, how did you decide what to do next?
You know, it's always a question that I've always gone back to. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. Out of high school, I was asked if I would sign. I said no. I'd just draft me and we'll, you know, go from there. But more than likely, I'm going to go to school. And it was just like a family decision. And we thought the best thing was to go to college first, get a few years under my belt, as well as maturity-wise. And here I am now.
Have you ever had any family or friends get into professional baseball?
My younger brother actually was drafted the year after me in high school, but he did not go the college route. He signed, and he was with Oakland, and now he's done. Unfortunately, he had a shoulder injury that, you know, he couldn't really recover from. So, you know, you never know. I still think he, deep down, he really wants to, you know, play, but who knows what will happen.
It's a crazy game. It has these ups and downs. For you, what have been your best moments in baseball?
Best moments in baseball, besides getting drafted?
Besides getting drafted.
I would say playing with all the different types of players. You know, going to the Cape Cod League, I got to meet a lot of guys. Like, I played with Kendall in the Cape, as well as Patterson for a little bit. And, you know, you get to meet a lot of guys and a lot of talented players. And, you know, going through the different summer leagues, as well as going to college, you get a feel of the game. You get to learn the game a little more in different ways, too, because of college baseball. It's a little different than professional baseball, but for the most part, I would say that's the most exciting thing for me.
So here you are, you're a pro baseball player. What would you tell your high school self that you've learned now?
Work hard. If I could go back, I've told some guys back at the high school I went to, and down there, I just said always, if I could go back, I would do some things differently, and that'd be, whether it was in the weight room or do some extra things on the field to improve my game. But with the knowledge I know now, I'd go back and work, do different things differently, I guess, preparing myself for the next level.
What was your route to Azusa Pacific?
I didn't want to DH at Irvine anymore. Didn't always, I always wanted to play the field, and I thought, not just DHing wouldn't get me the best opportunity to get to this next level. And being so close to home and being able to transfer there and play right away was an easy decision. And, the coaching staff over there was really welcoming, and I'm really glad that, I made that decision. I got to live at home, and, it's really paid off, I feel.
Joined by Lugnut slugger Jordan Leyland, we've seen you in left field. We've seen you at first base. How many positions have you ever played?
I played some left field in college. When I did play the field, I would play left field a little bit. We had a senior, a guy that was older than me at first base for my first couple of years. So I got a feel of it, but, growing up, I was a shortstop. And, once I grew, I hit my growth spurt, I was a little slower and I could not play that position. So I played third base, first base in high school. And when I got to college, it was first base and left field. So,
what's the biggest hit you've ever had?
The what?
Biggest hit you've ever had.
Biggest hit. I would have to say it was my junior year at college. We were at the UCLA Regional. We had a runner on first base. And at this point, we're in the game against UCLA to go to the Super Regionals. And I hit a double with two strikes. And I ended up missing a bunt, the first one. And then missed a slash and run. And the next pitch, the guy threw a slider, hit a double down the line. Guy scored from first base, tied the game. And we ended up winning the game on the next thing. So I'd say that was the biggest, most exciting hit I've had.
You're known for your offense in college, and then earlier this year, you earned yourself your Northwest League All-Star with how well you played for the Vancouver Canadiens. What is it about hitting that comes easily for you?
I wouldn't say it comes easily. It's a lot of hard work goes into it, and as you said earlier, it's an up and down sport. And as you can see, you just right now up here, you know, there's not much, in my opinion, not much difference in the pitching and stuff. It's all, it's just, you know, it's just baseball and it's just how it is. And you just, it's a grind and just going, you know, just the, how you, it's, I guess it's how you deal with the ups and downs, you know. It's, you know, it's a very humbling sport, and you know, when you're on the downside of it, you just, you got to keep that positive side to you and in order to get out of it, I believe.
Have you changed your swing or your stance any over the past couple of years?
Oh, many times. Many times. You'd be surprised how many times I've switched in the middle of a season, and this year I've tried to stick with what I've been doing throughout this offseason. I changed it from last year to this year, and, you know, did a little, you know, maybe ticks, you know, little things, adjustments here, but for the most part, you know, just try and keep it simple, I guess.
Speaking with Jordan Leyland of the Lansing Lugnuts, what did you do this winter?
I really worked out in the weight room. That was the biggest thing for me going into the off season. I felt, you know, coming back in better shape and a lot stronger would, you know, drastically change my game, and so far it has, and, you know, I feel better about myself, and, you know, I just hope, you know, better things are to come.
What specific differences does that recommitment to the weight room make for you on the field?
I would say it builds confidence. You know, when you feel good about yourself and you feel, you know, you're a lot stronger and you don't have to really, I guess it makes it easier. You don't have to try as hard, you know, and I don't have to, like, I feel better, you know, coming back. I felt my swing was so much more shorter and, you know, being able to, you know, not so much have to get into a ball. I can just, you know, swing it and, you know, let it go and just trust myself and let my strength take over rather than try and force it, you know. I don't know. It's kind of weird to explain, but, you know, I would say, I guess it's more of a mental thing. You know, as you know, baseball is a really mental sport.
What's the farthest you've ever hit a baseball?
Honestly, I don't know. You could ask some of the teammates, I guess. I know I hit one good in Vancouver to right center. I don't know how far it was, but I don't know. Good, it's pretty good distance, a few, you know, a few of them.
What's the next step for you? What goals have you set for yourself?
To make it to the major leagues, obviously. And, you know, right now it's just to take, you know, each level that I'm, you know, able to, you know, move up just a day at a time, I guess, and not worry about the future right now. Just worry about what's ahead of me for today. And, you know, today's, you know, just go out there in this game and just do my best. That's all right.
Do you have any daily routines or superstitions?
I do have some superstitions, even though I didn't follow it the last couple of days because of the whole, you know, little downside of the sport. But I usually, I'll put on my left batting glove first. Or no, sorry, I'll put on my Evo shield, my elbow guard first. Then I'll put my left batting glove, right batting glove, and then I'll put my thumb guard on. And that's really my superstition before each at bat. And then I'll do, you know, do my little in the box thing. I have to swipe my feet each time. You know, but for the most part, other than that, it's no really other superstitions, you know.
Any nicknames?
Any nicknames for me? Throughout college, I was called Gator. I don't know why. My freshman year, I asked, and they were just like, you're just the Gator, you know. And I, from there, it just stuck throughout my college career. Even went to APU and it stuck at APU.
Did somebody bring it along with you? How did they find out?
They asked the same question, and the head coach was like, did you have a nickname over there? And I said, yeah, they called me the Gator. And they called me the Gator there, too, and forget who called me. It's Cy, the pitching coach up in Vancouver, actually called me just jokingly, and I was like, that's so funny you brought that up, because you know, they actually called me that in college, and it was just really random. But you know a bunch of people here just call me Lee, I guess, Jay Lee or something. So
now your last name is pronounced Leyland, but they go with the Lee. How often and how many times have you been asked about any possible relation to Jim Leyland?
Every single day, I would say. If I run into someone new in baseball, every single day, it's usually at least an umpire or someone on the other team is like, they just say any relation. I already know what they're talking about. And that's been going on for, you know, a couple of years now. When I started in the Cape was when it really started going. Every umpire was asking me. And but, yeah, you know.
Have you come up with really good responses now?
You know, sometimes I'll mess with the umpire and be like, yeah, he's my uncle, you know. He's supposed to be here, you know. I'll just mess with him or something, and they'll be like, "Really?" You know, and I'm like, "Nah, I'm just joking. I'm just messing with him." They get a good laugh out of it, but so.
Who'd you grow up rooting for?
You know, I was not a Dodgers fan. Being from California, I'm not a Dodgers fan, unfortunately. And I do like the Angels, but you know, sad to say, it was the Yankees. And I guess because it's a winning club. When I grew up, when I was younger, you know, always you want to root for a winning team, I guess. But, you know, now, you know, when I got to high school, you know, I was still like a Yankees guy. But from now, college was just whoever my fantasy baseball team was I rooted for. So,
are you good in fantasy?
I haven't played this last year. I'm not playing this year, and I didn't play last year. But just too addicted, you know, I'm on it constantly, so I just realize it's best if I just don't get involved with it.
And finally, if not baseball, what else interests you? What other passions do you have?
I love fishing. You know, I've gone fishing when I was in extended spring training. I was going with Colton Turner a lot, and he took me some places and had a lot of fun doing that. And, you know, I love fishing, but, you know, for career-wise, you know, I don't even know if I want to coach. You know, it's just one of those things, you know, being playing the game for so long. But, you know, I've been thinking about either firefighting, maybe high school coach, maybe something like that, but still yet to come. I don't know.
Jordan Leyland, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.